Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Cliff Cumber, the editorial page editor of the Frederick News Post. Cliff, tell us a little bit about the shakeup, actually, in government out your way, the move toward a charter form of government. When did this all begin, and what do you think it means?
Well, it began actually a lot longer ago than probably most people are aware of. We've had at least maybe 30 or 40 years of debate about changing the form of government here in Frederick County from what is a five-member board of commissioners, all co-equal, all sharing the power, or each having a vote, and taking that, transforming it into something that's more akin to perhaps Howard County or Baltimore County. We had a referendum in 2012 that enabled us to adopt a charter, and on December 1st, we will be turning into a county executive with a seven-member council. So it's a really transformative time for us here in Frederick.
Why are you doing it? I mean, I realize it's been going on out of our sight for a while, but why has this happened?
I think we had just finally reached a tipping point where growth in Frederick County and the diversity in Frederick County almost demanded that we change to a new form of government. The county commissioner form of government is great when you're smaller, perhaps more rural. You only really need five people to manage government, and those five people manage every aspect of government, no matter how small. I mean, they're the people to whom the whole county government answers.
Are we doing this to sort of minimize the political influence that goes on anywhere you look?
What voters might be hoping is to that they might have been reacting to a degree to the current constituency of the Frederick County Commissioners, which is led by a very, very strong Tea Party coalition of about four county commissioners. And that may have played into it. But this really has been a long time coming. Certainly, I think people wanted a form of government with a certain amount of check and balances to it.
Do you think it will really be to the advantage of the county to, as they say, have a seat at the table?
I believe so. I mean, we invited the Frederick County Builders invited Howard County Executive Ken Ullman to come up and talk to us. As you know, he's running for lieutenant governor, but he's also head of a very similar form of government that we're looking to adopt. And no form of government's a panacea, he said. But on balance, charter's a good way to go. It gives us a single voice. It's a powerful voice at the table in Annapolis. It certainly frees us up from having to rely on our delegation in Annapolis to pass legislation the Frederick County needs. We can chart our own course to a certain degree.
Well, thank you so much, Cliff.
Thank you, Fraser. Great to talk to you.
For Cliff Cumber, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.